What's up, you guys? Bagel Brie here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me on this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bagel Brie, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 6. So this past week was kind of slow with like school and whatnot, like nothing too exciting, just like having labs and writing notes and taking quizzes and tests. So I don't know, like I thought I was going to be more excited for this school year, but it's just really boring and like there's barely anyone on campus because, you know, the corona. And I don't really know how to feel about it because I don't know, I was expecting so much more for fall 2020, but, you know, it is what it is. We have a whole pandemic out there, and we need to be careful, because obviously we don't want more people to die from this disease that we still don't know, like, how it spreads, because asymptomatic people can spread it without even knowing. So yeah, like, I just expected more from this semester at school, but I guess it's going to be very lackluster and lacking substance like the previous semesters I've had at school. And yeah, like, I don't really know. I thought it was going to be much better, but I guess not. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, a man can cheat on a woman multiple times in a relationship, but if she were to do it once, she'd be scorned and called a slut. And this is one of those unpopular opinions that I like. It's juicy, it's controversial, and it will definitely get a discussion brought up because things like this aren't really mentioned, and I really don't know why. We see this all the time where men can cheat on women multiple times, but if a woman were to do it once, oh, she's a whore, she's a slut, she's this, she's that. And that needs to stop. Like, I know we live in a patriarchal and misogynistic society, but certain things just don't need to happen, such as men being able to get away with cheating and women being blamed for wanting pleasure out of their relationship when their man cheat on them. So I'm completely over it, and if y'all want to know what I think about this, stay tuned for the rest of my commentary and enjoy! But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, so y'all already know the deal. I definitely gotta give my personal take on this. And yes, I definitely agree that a woman is scorned after cheating on someone once when a man can get away with it multiple times. And this is just proof that men are hypocrites and men are misogynistic, and we ain't here for it. We ain't fucking here for it, because at the end of the day, y'all both are wrong, but at the end of the day, women are always blamed for it, as if we're the one that acts to be cheated on. Nah. At the end of the day, we can't control what you do, but if you want to go and cheat, go ahead, but don't cheat on someone when you're in a whole relationship and then blame them for the relationship failing. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, oh yeah, I'm doing this and I'm blaming you for it. Like, no, you're the one that did it. Take responsibility for your own actions. And that's that on that. So I definitely have a lot to say on this. And if y'all want to continue to hear, stay tuned. The first reason why men are hypocrites is because they won't allow themselves to have their ego broken. And I say this because, like, oh, if a man were to cheat on a woman, they wouldn't feel bad. But if a woman were to do it to them, their ego would be shattered and they'd feel some type of way, obviously, because the same thing they did to that woman, the woman's doing to them. And it's like, if you didn't want that to happen, why even step out of the relationship in the first place? So men need to have their ego stroked to keep them sane and to keep them on top of the world. And when something like that happens and it's not like being stroked and they're not being praised for being the man, then they're gonna feel some type of way. And it is what it is. Like, you can't really tell me that, oh, like, you can get away with cheating, but if I were to do it, then you just have a complete mental breakdown. Nah, boo-boo. You should have kept the same energy. And it is what it is. Like, you can't get mad at me for doing the same thing that you just did to me. And yeah, men are hypocrites because they want their ego stroked, and we ain't doing that over here. Period, poo. The second reason why men are hypocrites is because they can't fathom the thought of a woman cheating on them. And to me, it's like, it doesn't make any sense, because if you can cheat on a woman and do it multiple times, but if a woman were to do it once, you can't handle it. Like, you see the hypocrisy, right? That woman had to deal with you constantly going behind their back and laying it low and stroking some girl's coochie, but when they do it to someone else, like when they go and lay with another man, you have a problem with it? Make it make sense. Like, I know that there are some men out there that are like, oh, well, I won't care, but deep down you really do care. You care because the same thing you did to that woman, she's doing it to you. She's making you feel bad, she's making you feel some type of way, and you can't stand it because it's a woman doing the damage. And that's the thing, most men don't really want to see a woman doing damage. And it is what it is. If you can do it, so can I. There's no difference between you and me, boo-boo. We can both do the same thing, we can both play the same game. And that's that on that. Men need to have their ego stroked, and men can't fathom the fact that a woman can do as much damage as them. Period, point blank. The third reason why men are hypocrites is because they can never seem to admit that they're wrong in a situation. So, like, I keep talking about, like, relationship stuff, but I mean to say this in general, men can't admit when they're wrong. And, like, when someone points out they're wrong, they decide to get mad and upset and irate. Like, what are you getting mad for? You're the person that's wrong in this situation. You chose to do that stupid ass thing that you did, and me calling you out on it isn't gonna do anything about it. Like, I fail to comprehend how men think it's this hard job to take accountability, and it's not. It's basically just humbling yourself in that situation and saying, I was wrong for doing this, that, and the third. Please forgive me for this. But of course, men have this ego and this braggadocio bigger than the Empire State Building that they need to uphold. So at the end of the day, men aren't going to admit when they're wrong, and it is what it is. I can't really do much about it, but what I am going to do is call you out on your bullshit, because you doing something that you know is wrong and you not admitting to it is just as asinine as me doing something wrong and me not admitting to it. So at the end of the day, you need to take accountability for your actions, and if you don't want to do that, then you're a hypocrite. If you can call out other people on their actions, but that person can't do the same to you, then there's something really wrong with you. And I say this in every podcast episode, but you're mentally ill to some degree, and there's something wrong with you. Period, poo. The fourth and final reason why men are hypocrites is because they're so quick to call out other people, such as celebrities, for doing something horrendous, but not quick enough to call out their friends for doing the same thing. Now, everybody and their mama was out here dragging R. Kelly when the truth came out about how many girls he assaulted from the late 90s to the late 2010s. And all these men were like dragging him, saying, oh, you're a pedophile, you're this, you're that. But there are lots of men out there that have friends that do the same thing, and they're mute. So make it make sense. You're coming after someone that has a bigger platform and that's well known
for being like a rapist or a pedophile, but your homeboy is doing the same exact thing and you're fucking Ray Charles, you're fucking Helen Keller, you don't see shit and you don't hear shit. Like, make it make sense to me. Like, I'm genuinely confused as to how you have so much energy for one person and not for another. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's just pure hypocrisy, and just men are hypocritical overall. And it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting, and it's sickening. And, like, oh my gosh, I'm practically speechless right now because I'm getting infuriated. Like, that's so fucking disgusting and asinine. How demented do you have to be to, like, let certain shit slide from your friends but be quick enough to call it out when it's your favorite artist or your favorite like singer or something like that? Make it make sense. Simple as that. Just make it make fucking sense, because I'm over it and I'm just disgusted, and that ain't it. And I already know there's gonna be that one individual that won't be able to let shit go and feel some type of way about what I'm saying. And I will say this, all of the things that I mentioned does not apply to all men. It only applies to the misogynistic and toxic ones that literally live, eat, and breathe patriarchy, and not to the ones that actually have common sense and common decency. So for the good men out there, this isn't for you. Sorry, boo-boo. I'm sorry that you're being dragged up in this, but this ain't about you. This is about your toxic counterparts that feel some type of way about women and about life in general. At the end of the day, like, men that act this way are the reason why certain women become lesbians. Oh my gosh, let me stop. But, like, for real, do you think women want to deal with a hypocrite? Like, do you really think we want to deal with a hypocrite? And a patriarchal hypocrite at that. Like, we don't want to fucking deal with that shit. I'm not lesbian, but I know so many women that are like, I can't deal with men. They're so hypocritical and judgmental. And I agree, like, they are. And it is what it is. Some men are going to get offended about this, but I don't really give a shit. It's my platform. Deal with it. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I know there are going to be some men out there that are going to feel some type of way, and it is what it is. I know the things I say on this platform are controversial. That's why I made it, and that's why I know the territory that I'm going into, and I'm not treading lightly. I'm definitely doing things that are going to upset some people, and I don't really care. If you don't want to listen to me, definitely mute me and tune me out, because I'm going to keep going and I'm going to talk about the things I want to talk about. But thank you all so much to the people that listen to me and share my podcast episodes with your friends and family. I can't thank you all enough for the love and support that you've given me. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. And yeah, my name is Brittany, and remember, bad girl rantings.